we are going to go ahead and kick off media availabilities for the Pala Casino 400. We are now joined by the winning crew chief of the number 8 team, Randall Burnett. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a wireless microphone over to you. Right over there.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. That last stop, was that more of adjustment or the clean air that Kyle seemed to pull away from Chastain on?
Well, I think it was the first time we've really got clean air every time we got up to the front. You know, today something would happen, caution would come out or whatever, and we'd cycle back a little bit. But I thought the car was really good when he got out there by himself. We pitted right there. The 22 came down and kind of forced a lot of people's hands. We wanted to go a couple more laps. But when we got by the one coming off of two there, I didn't want to give them the opportunity to pit a lap earlier and then jump us in that cycle and come out ahead of us. So as soon as we got the lead there at 22, we pitted the lap before, so we just decided to come. And fortunately, we cycled out in front of them and was able to keep that clean air, which certainly helped our car.
All right, we'll go to Jeff and then Bob.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. So this is, I mean, you pretty much had the best car here the last 2 years, different drivers. I know setups have changed drastically, but was there anything that you could lean on from what you did last year to try to at least get a baseline for what you did today?
No, I mean, honestly, over the course of the year, the cars, we've evolved so far with the cars. I think last year when we got here, we might have been a little ahead of the curve or a little more aggressive on things than some guys were the first race. Obviously, it showed when we blew a left rear last year. So we were on the aggressive side of things, and that ended up costing us. We had a really fast car. You know, the setup today was completely different than it was a year ago, you know, and it just shows, you know, how much we've evolved with this car and how much we've learned in a year.
Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. How many races can you win this year with Kyle Busch?
I don't know. I hope to be in here a lot more. He's pretty incredible talent, obviously. I think everybody knows that. And, you know, blessed to be working with that kind of talent. You know, we've got a great group on that 8 crew. Those guys worked their guts out, a lot of talent on that team. And, you know, to mix Kyle in with that, and he gets along with all the guys, and everything's been good so far. So I think we've been, you know, we've between the Clash and the 150s and the 500, and now I think we've led laps in every race, or we're at least battling for the lead. You know, so, you know, we've been there every race so far, and hopefully we don't see an end to that anytime soon.
Well, I could say, have you set the standard too high?
Well, I don't know. I hope not. You know, it's nice to win a race early, you know, especially with us where, you know, really this is our first, you know, intermediate track, as you'd say, right? We still haven't really had a true short track. LA's on its own deal. So, you know, it's kind of a little breath of fresh air to be able to get a win knocked out early and we can kind of grow this team together and try some things and learn some things with him and, you know, prepare for the playoffs.
Over to Lee.
Randall, can you just address how the Chevrolets have worked together? We saw it at Daytona. We saw it today. I mean, certain tracks, it's going to behoove you to work together, but to see everybody up front like that, it's – you know, I think it's a testament to kind of the teamwork that's going on there right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously GM's put a lot of resources into this Cup program and even the Xfinity and the trucks now. And, you know, they built that new tech center over there. There's more communication between the teams. We don't share everything by any means, but, you know, there's a lot more communication across the Chevy teams than there used to be, for sure, and I do think that helps. I think it's a big part of understanding where everybody's at and trying to learn from one another, and I think that's helped our group, the Chevy group as a whole, you know, be better overall. So, you know, I'm really happy with what Eric Warren's got going on over there and, you know, all those things. It's helping all of us, I think.
Any other questions for Randall? Back up to Jeff and Bob.
It sounded like you guys weren't the only Chevy team that was kind of struggling to get your SMT. Did that get sorted out by the end of the race, or is that something?
It was a little spotty today. Like, at the beginning of the race, we didn't really have anything at all, and it was close to the middle of the race before we really had much. So I don't really know what happened there or what causes that. But fortunately, a lot of us have been around long enough. We were here before all that stuff was here, so we kind of went back to how we used to do things and figured it out as we went. So, you know, it makes it a little tough. Fortunately, our car was really good today. You know, Kyle was fairly happy with it. We had to make some small adjustments here and there and try to get it a little better. But, you know, we didn't need it as much as say you would if you were not running as, you know, didn't have the pace, right? So I didn't feel like it affected us a ton today. But, yeah, definitely different than what we've seen. No, I mean, we had timing and scoring and all that stuff. Just, you know, being able to compare ourselves to, say, like the one car when we were trying to chase him down or you know what I mean, like all the things that we look at during the race, you know, some of the strategy stuff we look at, all that, you know, is kind of made it a little more difficult. But it's what it is. We just went on with it and figured it out, and here we are.
Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. When Kyle gets a speeding penalty, do you know what you want to say to him? Like, do you know, like, or is there any part of you like, gosh, I don't know how he's going to react to what I'm going to say? Like, so what do I say? Like, did you have any thoughts or questions in your mind?
Yeah, I just tried to, you know, I think, you know, he's, if you look back at it, he's one of the best on pit road every year, and it's because he's aggressive at it, and he's got a way that he likes to do things, and it's, you know, it's on the limit, and every now and then you're going to get caught, and we're going to talk about it going forward and really weigh the risk versus the reward right there, you know what I mean? He gets everything he can all the time, and that's why he's won so many races. He does everything to the limit, and I think that shows, and he's good at that, and you're going to have that. So the best thing we did, like Derek was like, I don't know, you know, like that was our first, you know, real situation. Obviously, we had our penalty last week, and that wasn't as big a deal because we knew we had a stage and all that coming up. So, you know, that this could have been a little more detrimental, obviously, but we just told him to shake it off. You know, he was a little harder on himself more than anything, you know what I mean, because he's a perfectionist, and he wants to get it right and doesn't want to put us in that position. So, I mean, we'll look at everything and make adjustments going forward if we need to.
We'll go right back there.
Steven Stumpf of frontstretch.com. Randall, the 8-car dominated this race last year until the flat tire. Does this win feel extra sweet knowing how good of a car you guys had last year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that one still stings last year, you know. Felt like, you know, we should have probably had our first win with Tyler last year, and I'll take that on my shoulders. I was the one that made the air pressure adjustment and got too aggressive and got too greedy, and it cost us a race. And so you live and you learn, and all my bosses today, Richard, Andy, everybody, make sure you got enough air in the tires. And so we did that this week, and obviously Goodyear, you know, is worked on the tire. Didn't see really any issues today at all. And this place is pretty extreme with as rough as it is and everything that the tire and the sidewall goes through. So hats off to them to, you know, being able to bring a durable tire for us and let us, you know, test the limits on it.
Thank you. Right back there.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires again. We've asked a lot of drivers this, so I figured I'd ask from a crew chief's perspective, but will you miss this track?
Yeah, absolutely. I even said that in the middle of the race to my guys. I was like, man, on them restarts, it was great. You know, they're 4 and 5 wide and all that and running all over the racetrack. I love the tracks where you can run the bottom, you can run the middle, you can run the top. And I think it's a great racetrack. And I told my guys, I was like, man, we're going to miss this place when it's gone for sure. So definitely sad it's going. Glad we got the last win here at this track. And I think it's extra special for Kyle because he got his first win as a Cup driver here. So to be the last one to win, you know, here at this track and in this configuration, I think's a cool thing for him. I think he'll extra like that. You know, that's a little extra special for him. So, you know, yeah, we'll definitely miss this place. It's a great place.
Are there any questions in the press box?
No questions at this time.
All right, we'll take one final one back there.
How much longer do you think this track would have had if not for the sale?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. You know what I mean? It's been pretty consistent when we've came back here every year. You know, eventually it's going to need a repave like anywhere else will after time. Fortunately, the weather isn't, you know, with the exception of this week, of course, the weather isn't terrible here. So, you know, I think it's helped with keeping the surface good and not needing a repave for as long as it is. You obviously haven't seen any problems with it, none of the sealer or anything like that came up today. So that was good. I who knows? I guess it doesn't really matter now. They're going to tear it down starting tomorrow, I think. So.
Any final questions? All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks, guys.